Surat, Arvind Sharma. With the financial cooperation of Japan and indigenous components, the work of bullet train has gained momentum. 1/4 of the work has been completed. The first train will run between Ahmedabad to Mumbai. 220 kilometers of piling has been done in Gujarat. Pillar of 120 kilometers is ready. The work of Maharashtra is also in progress. 98% land acquisition has been done. National High Speed Rail Corporation Limited (NHSRCL) Managing Director Rajendra Prasad said that the trial of the bullet train will be done by June 2026. The train will start running from August 2027. Rajendra, along with Japanese Ambassador to India Hiroshi Suzuki, visited the bullet train project site in Surat. Japan is giving 81% of the cost of this project of 1,08,000 crore rupees. But many such components are being installed, which are completely indigenous. The total length of the corridor between Ahmedabad and Mumbai is 508 kilometers, of which 348 kilometers will fall in Gujarat, 156 kilometers in Maharashtra and the remaining 4 kilometers in Dadra Nagar Haveli. There will be a total of 12 stations in the journey, of which 8 will be in Gujarat and 4 in Maharashtra. This distance can be covered in a maximum of 3 hours. Although the maximum speed power of the train will be 350 km per hour, but the speed of operation will not exceed 320 km per hour. Working day and night. The speed in the work of bullet train can be gauged from the fact that 25,000 workforce is working day and night. All contracts have been awarded for construction of viaducts, bridges, stations and track over 352 km in Gujarat. Stations are being constructed from Sabarmati to Vapi. Bridges are being rapidly constructed on big rivers like Narmada, Tapti, Mahi and Sabarmati falling on the way. 902 girders have been installed up to 36.1 kilometers. Full span launching technology is being used for the first time in the country. The weight of each girder is 970 metric tons. It is being cast in a single piece without any joints. This train will be very safe. Bullet trains have been described as very safe, because accidents in such trains are negligible in Japan. The death rate is zero. That's why the engineers of India are also being trained in Japan. As per the agreement between India and Japan, Japan is giving a soft loan of 88,000 crore rupees at the rate of 0.1% for the bullet train, which can be repaid in the next 50 years. Repayment of the loan will start after 15 years of getting the loan. Total ASTA.